Friends, now let us understand some of the obligations that a customer has to perform to the bank. Some obligations. So this chapter talks about certain obligations of the customer which are to be given, oblige the bank. To understand the better obligations of the customer, it is structured that for the purpose of understanding, repay overdrawing. Repay overdrawing means, suppose there is an account, there is no money, but you are in need. Bank has favored in giving you, say, 10,000 rupees extra funds, which funds are not there in the account, but bank has given. So that is, and that is denominated in your account as a minus balance. So 10,000, your account is becoming overdrawn. So to repay that overdrawing, what is the obligation of the customer? Then pay bank charges under this situation or different situation. What is the obligation of the customer as far as the bank charges are concerned? Then in respect of operation of the account, what are the other obligations? And duty for reasonable care in drawing the check. What is the duty of the customer? These aspects, let us try to understand in this chapter. So to repay overdrawing and pay to the bank charges. I given you the example just now. Customers are often permitted to overdraft or a temporary loan by the banker to meet the temporary cash flow mismatch or temporary requirement for the shorter period. This also happens when the customer draws a check without sufficient balance in the account and the banker, not to embarrass the customer, may pay the check. If he is a HNI, he has drawn a check of rupees 10,000, but there is a 9,550. This is the balance, 9,550. What is the shortfall? Shortfall is rupees 450. You are treating this customer as a high net worth customer because he has other deposits also with you. Are you returning as a banker this check that funds are insufficient? No. You are taking the cognizance view, that is, banker is taking the view that he has other securities, other deposits with us. Just for the check, to pass the check, 450 rupees is not there. That means bank allows, and thereafter debit balance in the account is 450 rupees and he will be intimated to the customer. Okay, reputation of the customer is saved by the bank by granting the overdraft facility to the extent of 450 rupees. Under such situation, there is an obligation by the customer also, right? In such circumstances, the customer has an obligation to pay the amount on demand. When the bank demands that this is the amount, we have paid your check, and this is the overdrawn amount, you pay it. So it is obligation of the customer to pay that immediately on demand. Customer has a responsibility and duty to pay the reasonable bank charges also for having given such a kind of services to him. When a customer avails the service, it is tantamount to their agreeing to pay the services. Operations in the account. Operations in the account, in following situation, there is an obligation or duties that customer should adhere to. Number one, the information he submits to the bank with which the deal must be authentic one. Deal must be authentic, true. He must read carefully all the document and bank provides to him for obtaining a service or product. With necessary identity, any fee, commission or charges, the liabilities and obligations on behalf of customers. It is the duty of the customer to present the check and other negotiable instrument acts and negotiable instruments only during the business hour of the bank. He should not go on Sunday to the bank or on the bank holidays to the bank. Only on the business hours, or should not give. Today his bank is functioning, right? Okay. Now he should not go morning 8 o'clock in the bank, because bank starts at 9 o'clock. Why he should go there at 9 o'clock? Or maybe raat ko 10 baje jayega. 10 o'clock in the night, if he goes and seek the business from bank, who is there to give the services to him? So the business hours of the bank are important, and during that business hour only customer has to approach. Customer must, without any delay, inform the bank if he discover that another person has forged his signature on the check drawn on his account. That is also responsibility or obligation of the customer. If he does not do so, he could be stopped later from claiming that the checks are forgeries if the bank had paid them in good faith and without negligence. In the case of any disagreement in the bank statement, customer should inform to the bank if any entry which is appearing in the bank statement is not pertain to him. Then customer should inform to the bank. Then whether photograph of the customer or KYC documents of the customer are required by the bank, it should be submitted by the customer. It is the duty of the customer to present the instrument of the credit within the due time from the date of its issue. If the checkbook, debit card, credit card is lost, stolen, it is the duty of the customer to inform to the bank immediately. Customer should provide a proper information about know your customer in the KYC form. And it is the duty of the customer to read MITC, that is most important terms and conditions, which are mentioned on any of the document he is executing with the bank. He must immediately advise the bank with which he deals of any banking transactions which is made on his account which has not been authorized by him. He must be cautioned and vigilant in maintaining the confidentiality of his personal information relevant to his transactions with the bank, and shall not disclose such information to pay a third party. Customer must seek the advice and a consultancy from the bank concerned staff in case it encounters any financial difficulties that may lead to his failure, and satisfy the conditions of the contract which is concluded with the bank, with him, or use the product and services rendered to him. Further, customer must update the personal and the banking information with the bank when requested to do so by the bank. In the event the customer need to grant an authorization or a proxy to another person to transact on account of the monies with the bank, and he must be cautious concerning the authorities and information granted to the attorney, and to take the necessary action immediately upon his desire to resolve the proxies and advise the bank for the same. He also should check the document which bank submits to him before their signature, and not to sign any blank or incomplete financial document, account opening form, etc. And he should ensure that the transaction of his account to keep the account active. Now, duty of the reasonable care in drawing the check. While drawing the check, reasonable care has to be taken by the customer. Customer has a responsibility to draw the check in such a way that it does not facilitate alteration of the amount, and the failure to do so will entitle the customers and customer's bank to debit the customer's account for the amount for which the check seems to have been drawn. And if it pays, the amount on presentation of the check in good faith and without negligence. So he should ensure that the date is filled is correctly as the check dated over 3 months old are the stale checks, and the post-dated checks cannot be deposited before time. The amount which is filled in the words and the figure should match. Words and figure should match, which is mentioned on the check. Amount filled in should be in such a manner that it cannot be altered. So account payee check should be crossed. Cross-checked cannot be converted into bearer check. Cross-check cannot be converted into bearer check. So cross-check means drawing the two parallel lines across the face of the check is called a cross-check. Once the two lines are drawn, then check becomes payable through the account only. Against that, no cash can be withdrawn. Okay. And if you want to, but if you cancel that, two parallel lines or crossing, then also it does not become a bearer check. You have to utilize or you have to destroy that check. So avoid cancellation and overwriting on the checks. Now, duty of the reasonable care in drawing the checks consists of further. The customer has a responsibility to draw a check in such a way that it does not facilitate the alteration of their amount. Failure to do so will entitle the customer's bank to debit the customer's account for the amount for which the check seemed to have been drawn. And if it pays the amount on presentation of the check in good faith and without negligence, he should ensure that the date is filled incorrectly as checks dated over 3 months, 3 months old are stale checks and post-dated checks cannot be deposited before time. The amount filled in the checks, as I said, should be tally with each other. And account payee check should be crossed, and cross check cannot be converted into bearer check. So avoid cancellation and overdrawing into the account. So friends, with this we concluded our discussion on how customers should draw the check and what is his obligations. Okay, I hope you understood the small things in the banking world, and it affect personally to your personal life also. So before going to the next topic, I must say thank you to you. Okay, thank you.